With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris heading down the home stretch to Election Day, now just a week away. Mr. Trump at a rally in Atlanta the other day.
Next Tuesday, you have to stand up and you have to tell Kamala Harris that you've had a terrible, terrible run, that you've hurt our country very badly. You've let murderers into our country and drug dealers. You've let human traffickers in. You've let terrorists into our country. You've accepted people from mental institutions and from jails.
Harris tells a gathering in Battleground, Michigan, that when it comes to a college degree,
that's not the only qualification for a qualified worker. You got to look at the skills, you got to look at the experience.
And Harris says if elected, she'll review which federal job should be exempt from a college degree requirement. Another big newspaper taking a pass on endorsing a presidential candidate.
Gannett Company's USA Today is joining the Washington Post and the Los Angeles Times in refusing to endorse a presidential candidate in 2024 after endorsing President Biden in 2020. USA Today explained that it will let its readers make informed decisions on their own. Several editorial board members of the Post and the LA Times were angered by the decision and tendered their resignations. Keith Peters reporting.
According to the Palestinians, 60 people have died in an Israeli airstrike on northern Gaza. Also at SRNNews.com, following last night's 4-2 win over the Yankees, the L.A. Dodgers now just a game away from clinching the 2024 World Series, Game 4 of the Fall Classic tonight in New York. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 61 points, NASDAQ futures 1 point higher, S&P futures 4 points lower. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle in Indiana.
Alliance Defending Freedom is suing on behalf of a pro-life student group at Noblesville High School that was barred from handing out pro-life flyers and had its official status taken away. ADF lawyer Matthew Hoffman says, quote, while other student groups at the school are allowed to express messages that are important to them, this club was specifically punished because of the messages on the flyers. We are urging the court to recognize the free speech rights of all students. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New poll from Rasmussen Reports and the Institute for Faith and Culture predicts that people of faith will play a key role in the presidential election. Survey gauged the likelihood of Christians showing up at the polls this election cycle, addressing concerns over potential voter apathy. It found that 77% of evangelical Christians have already voted or definitely plan to vote. Out of the evangelicals that will not cast ballots, 7% say they're not qualified, 10% say they are unable. This is SRN News. Puerto Rican pride in the island's faltering storm recovery, becoming a flashpoint in the presidential race.
A comedian's comments warming up the crowd at Donald Trump's campaign rally at Madison Square Garden drew a strong reaction from some Puerto Ricans, including recording artist Bad Bunny, stand-up comedian Tony Hinchcliffe.
A floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Later, Hinchcliffe said Latinos, they love making babies. Within minutes, Puerto Rican singer Bad Bunny signaled his support for Kamala Harris, sharing her plan for the island with his 45 million followers on Instagram.
Puerto Rico's economic future depends on urgently rebuilding.
Musicians Ricky Martin and Despacito artist Louis Fonsi also posted they were offended by the comment. I'm Jennifer King.
Trump ally Steve Bannon being released from prison. He served 4 months for defying a congressional subpoena in the January 6th investigation. More details at SRNNews.com.